Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. India expresses grave concern over unremitting hostilities against minorities in Bangladesh. Concert by rock legend James in Bangladesh's Faridpur cancelled after clashes erupt, leaving 25 people injured. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to meet his US counterpart Donald Trump this weekend to discuss ending war with Russia. Israel becomes first country to recognize Somaliland. African Union rejects any recognition. In women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in third T20 international in Thiruvananthapuram. Take unassailable 3-0 lead in 5-match series. India has said the unremitting hostilities against minorities in Bangladesh is a matter of grave concern. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said, India condemns the recent gruesome killing of a Hindu youth in Mymansingh city of Bangladesh and the perpetrators of the crime must be brought to justice. He added that over 2,900 incidents of violence against minorities, including cases of killings, arson and land grabbing, have been documented by independent sources during the tenure of the interim government in Bangladesh. He added that these incidents cannot be brushed aside as mere media exaggeration or dismissed as political violence.
The unremitting hostility against minorities in Bangladesh, Hindus, Christians and Buddhists at the hands of extremists is a matter of grave concern. We condemn the recent gruesome killing of a Hindu youth in Mymansingh and expect that the perpetrators of the crime would be brought to justice. Over 2,900 incidents of violence against minorities, cases of killings, arsons, land grab have been documented by independent sources during the tenure of the interim government. These incidents cannot be brushed aside as mere media exaggerations or dismissed as political violence.
Replying to another query on upcoming polls in Bangladesh, Mr. Jaiswal said, India supports free, fair, inclusive and participatory elections in Bangladesh. The parliamentary elections in the neighbouring country are scheduled to take place on the 12th of February. On H-1B visa issue, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson said, India remains actively engaged with the US to address and minimise disruptions caused to Indian nationals holding H-1B visas. The spokesperson also stressed that India remains fully committed to bringing back people who are fugitive and wanted in India. He said India is currently engaged with several governments. In Bangladesh, the concert by rock legend James, popularly known as Nagar Baul, was cancelled last night after violence erupted at Faridpur Zila School during celebrations marking the institution's 185th anniversary. 25 people were injured in the incident, most of them were students. The concert scheduled to begin on the school grounds as the concluding event of the two-day anniversary program was called off after a group of outsiders allegedly attempted to forcefully enter the venue after being denied access, hurling bricks and stones, which triggered a confrontation with students of Faridpur Zila School. The situation quickly deteriorated, resulting in clashes that left several students injured. India's foreign exchange reserves edged up by $4.3 billion to $693.3 billion for the week ending on 19th of December. Gold reserves rose by $2.6 billion to $110.3 billion. Foreign currency assets, which form the largest component of the reserves, increased by $1.6 billion to over $559.4 billion during the week, influenced by fluctuations in currencies such as the euro, pound and yen. The central bank's position in the International Monetary Fund also advanced by $95 million to $4.78 billion, and special drawing rights added $8 million USD to $18.74 billion. In Japan, at least 15 people were injured after a stabbing incident at a factory in Shizuoka Prefecture last evening. Police later arrested a 38-year-old man identified as Masaki Oyama on suspicion of attempted murder. Investigators believe Oyama was associated with the factory and have also received information that he sprayed a liquid resembling bleach while wearing a gas mask. Media reports said the factory, located about 1 kilometer from the Mishima city office, manufactures car tires and employs around 980 people as of 2024. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that he will meet his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump in Florida during the weekend as talks continue on ending its full-scale war against Russia. Talking to reporters in Kiev, President Zelensky said he's expecting the meeting on Sunday and it'll be focused on a U.S.-brokered 20-point peace plan as well as security guarantees for Ukraine. He said the 20-point plan was 90% complete. He said an economic agreement will also be discussed and the Ukrainian side will also raise territorial issues. On the other hand, in an interview with an American news organization published yesterday, U.S. President Trump said his Ukrainian counterpart does not have anything till he approves it. Mr. Trump said he expects to speak with the Russian leader soon. Meanwhile, Ukrainian capital Kyiv came under a massive Russian attack in early hours today with explosions sounding in the city. Media reports said Russia launched several Kinzhal hypersonic missiles, 4 Iskander ballistic missiles and a group of Kalibr cruise missiles. Several explosions were heard across the capital and power outages were reported in Brovary, a suburban town of Kyiv and surrounding areas. Israel has become the first country to formally recognize Somalia's breakaway region of Somaliland as an independent nation. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel intended to immediately expand cooperation in agriculture, health and technology. Somaliland's president, Abdirahman Mohamed Abdullahi, has described the development a historic moment. Meanwhile, the chairperson of the African Union Commission, Mahmoud Ali Yusuf, has rejected any recognition of Somaliland. A report.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that his Foreign Minister Gideon Saar and the President of the Republic of Somaliland signed a joint and mutual declaration recognizing Republic of Somaliland as an independent and sovereign state. Reacting to the development, Somalia's Prime Minister Hamza Abdi Bare said his country categorically and unequivocally rejected what he called a deliberate attack by Israel on its sovereignty. Meanwhile, Egypt's Foreign Minister held separate phone calls with his counterparts from Somalia, Turkey and Djibouti to discuss issues including Israel's declaration. The foreign ministers strongly condemned the decision and rejected Israel's announcement. Moreover, the chairperson of the African Union Commission, Mahmoud Ali Yusuf, expressed deep concern over recent developments relating to Somaliland. He further reiterated African Union's unwavering commitment to the unity, sovereignty, and territorial integrity of Somalia. With a population of almost 6 million, the self-proclaimed republic has recently been at the center of several regional disputes involving Somalia, Ethiopia and Egypt. With Bimal, Saira Mushtaba for World News.
In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the third T20 international in Thiruvananthapuram last night to take an unassailable 3-0 lead in the 5-match series. Chasing a target of 113 runs, India overhauled the score, posting 115 runs with the loss of 2 wickets in just 13.2 overs, riding on Shefali Verma's unbeaten 79 of 42 balls. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India expresses grave concern over unremitting hostilities against minorities in Bangladesh. Concert by rock legend James in Bangladesh's Faridpur cancelled after clashes erupt, leaving 25 people injured. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to meet his US counterpart Donald Trump this weekend to discuss ending war with Russia. Israel becomes first country to recognize Somaliland. African Union rejects any recognition. In women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in third T20 international in Thiruvananthapuram, take unassailable 3-0 lead in 5-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.